Illinois Real Estate Headlines, Illinois Property Records Search Tool, one hub for deeds, liens, and permits. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized Illinois database to look up owner information, deeds, permits, tax records, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in IL can streamline due diligence and verify property histories without toggling across multiple county systems. Bookmark https://illinois.propertychecker.com for your next transaction research. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Cook County Assessor, how property valuation and exemptions shape IL real estate deals. The Cook County Assessor Office administers property assessments, taxpayer exemptions, and enforcement of valuation laws across all residential and commercial properties in the county. Real estate professionals in IL need to understand the assessor's classification, appeal, and exemption processes to accurately advise clients on tax liabilities and property values in Cook County transactions. Review the full scope of assessment mandates and exemption programs at http://cookcountyil.gov/agency/assessor. Illinois Real Estate Headlines, Illinois Public Records Online Directory now available for property research. Illinois Public Records provides an online directory for accessing public records in the state. Real estate professionals in IL can leverage this centralized resource to streamline due diligence, verify property ownership, and research liens or encumbrances before closing transactions. Bookmark publicrecords.netronline.com/stateil as a go-to starting point for public records research across Illinois counties. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Who pays realtor fees in Illinois? Most sellers still cover buyer's agent commission. Most home sellers in Illinois continue to pay the buyer's agent fees, and a commission calculator is available for IL real estate agents. Understanding current commission practices helps Illinois real estate professionals set accurate seller expectations and navigate listing conversations effectively. Use the IL Real Estate Agent Commission Calculator at the source URL to model scenarios for your clients. Illinois Real Estate Headlines. Illinois real estate commission rates average 2.6 to 2.75%. Real estate agents in Illinois earn an average commission of 2.6% to 2.75%, representing significant income potential in the state's market. For Illinois real estate professionals, understanding these commission benchmarks helps set competitive pricing and accurately project earnings. Review current commission structures against Illinois averages at the source link. Illinois real estate updates. Chicago commission rates hold at 5.47% in early 2026 per local agent survey. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.47% is the average real estate commission rate in Chicago, with guidance on how Chicago real estate commission works and how to save on realtor fees. For Illinois real estate professionals, this benchmark helps inform competitive positioning and client conversations in the Chicago market. Review the full survey findings and savings strategies at the source link. Illinois real estate updates. Illinois real estate commission rates hit 5.5 to 6% in 2025. The real estate commission in Illinois can reach 5.5 to 6%, though Huzo's flat fee MLS service allows sellers to bypass this fee and save approximately $14,000. Illinois real estate professionals should understand how commission structures and flat fee alternatives are shaping seller expectations and competitive positioning in the local market. Review how commission rates and alternative models like Huzo's flat fee MLS may affect your business strategy at huzo.com/blog/realestate-commissions-in-illinois/. Illinois real estate updates. Illinois realtor commission rates edge below national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average commission rate in Illinois is 5.53%. Local agents can benchmark their own fee structures against verified state-level data when advising sellers and competing for listings. See the full Illinois commission breakdown, listwithclever.com/average real estate commission rate/Illinois/. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies: title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what.